Morning, Woodsy.
How are you, boys?
Not too bad, mate. How's the week been?
Yeah, well, we've only had really recovery this week and yesterday off, but first day back at training today and really looking forward to making amends on last week.
We saw a little bit of grit. We saw a little bit of determination, Aaron, in that opening 40 minutes against the Melbourne Storm, but in the end, after leading 14-0, you couldn't hold them out?
Yeah, you know, I think we walked off the field pretty, you know, we're happy with our effort, but we're just pretty frustrated with our execution. You know, I think just before half time, we scored a try, but it was disallowed, and then Melbourne marched up the field 100 metres and scored, and sort of, you know, they went into half time licking their lips a little bit, knowing that they're back in the game. Whereas, you know, if they were doing that to us, they don't give you those little chances, and they're little things we've got to work hard on.
Yeah. Were you happy with the performance overall?
Oh, definitely. You know, we always knew we were going to come out and put up a good performance. This is a big week for us now. It's how we're going to react to, you know, all the emotions out of everything now. And now it's just, you know, it's back to normal, back to everyday business, and we're going to work hard again for each other.
Aaron, what about that potential of turning that 40-minute effort into an 80-minute effort? Can we see that?
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, we're coming to the train every day, working our backsides off and working really hard to try and perform that. And little things didn't go out well on the weekend. We lost two players, one with a head knock and Bushy with a hamstring. So, look, if we can hold on to them, and it threw our interchange out of whack a little bit, and some guys were playing a bit longer than what they wanted, and, you know, other guys are off the field, and, you know, it just, you need everything to go right. But as you said, a complete 80-minute performance, I don't see why we can't perform one of them.
Mate, how bad's this hamstring for Luke Brooks? He's out for the weekend, so Jack Littlejohn comes into that halfback position. How long do you think Brooksy will be out for?
Mate, I think it's a grade 2 hamstring, so I've never really done one that bad.
I was about to say, are you quick enough to do a hamstring?
Yeah, front rowers don't really get
too
much of that, mate. We're running 8 metres max, mate. I don't know. I think it's maybe a 2 to 4 week injury, just depending on how Luke looks after it. But he's had a few hamstrings before, so it's one that we don't really want to risk. So I think they'll probably give him the maximum time out and let him get it right.
A lot of talk about Ivan Cleary, mate. It sounds like a deal is nearly done, and he might be in there taking over by round 6. Is that what you're hearing?
Mate, I haven't heard anything, to be honest with you. I'm just listening to the radio stations and watching the telly and hearing the updates on there. So we haven't heard anything yet, as of yet. So all we can do is go in and train the best we can each day.
It looks like a fait accompli that Ivan will come in. Are you happy with that?
Oh, look, I've never met Ivan, so I don't really know what he's good and how he works. So if he is selected as a coach, sit down and see where he wants us to play and what structures and type of that for us. So, look, obviously, you know, there's a lot of talk that he's there, but just got to wait the end of the day, and once they make the decision, then we can sort of go on from there.
So, mate, you've always said that, you know, you want to know who the coach is going to be before you probably commit to the West Tigers or look elsewhere. How long does it take you to... One is Ivan has to want you as well, which I'm sure he probably would. But then you've got to probably want to play under Ivan. How long does it take you to make your mind up whether you want to stay under the new coach?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I don't know. That's just one factor of it. You know, there's a lot more to it as well. I just want to know who the coach is and a bit of stability from the club and where the club's looking for future wise. But, you know, as I said to everybody, you know, sit down with the wife and we'll sort it out. But first and foremost, just want to, you know, on the weekend was okay that we had an all right performance. Like you said, we want an 80-minute performance where we can walk away and get the 2 points and be happy with our performance. You want to get a couple of them under the belt before you start thinking about, you know, what you want to do contract-wise.
Woodsy, what's the realistic time when a new coach and when you've come under a new coach, like State of Origin, whatever it is, with new systems and what have you, how long does it take for all that to bed down?
It's pretty hard because I'm not sure if you know, Ivan Cleary wants to, if he does get the job, then he wants to make, you know, we've got some calls for moves and plays that we do. He might want to change to what he does. So,
yeah.
All that. All the names and calls get changed around. Obviously, structures, the way his scheduling could be a lot different to other people. So, you know, it could take, you know, a month or a couple of months just to get used to it before you know that this is exactly how he wants everything done. It's not something that happens overnight and easy to adjust to straight away.
You probably don't have a month to get things going again, mate, really, do you? I mean, that's the problem. Everyone goes, it's only early, but, geez, two competition points now is just as important as the two in round 26.
Yeah, it's like gold, mate. It, you know, you can't give up any week. But they did say it is early on, but, you know, each week gets ticked by. You know, it's not early on anymore. It's around five this week, so, you know, you need to get those 2 points, and they count like gold at the moment. So, hopefully, whatever does happen, that we can sort of get straight on the front foot and just start working really hard from then and start getting some positive signs.
Are you in talks with the Bulldogs?
Mate, the first I heard was the other night when I was watching telly. I was sitting down with my wife and having dinner.
All right.
So, I don't know. That's up to my management. And I'm sure they'll be doing the best they can behind the scenes. And I don't know who they're talking to or if they're still talking to the club. So it's up to them.
Come on. You're saying that your manager just goes out there willy-nilly and has no feedback and no little discussions with you about where you'd like to be?
Mate, I've told him I don't want to talk about it at all. I just want to play some good footy. And he's a really good mate of mine. And you know, we've got a lot of trust in him. So I'll let him do everything he's got to do with outside of football. And all I can control is what happens on the footy field.
Okay.
You're preparing for the Dragons on Sunday, mate. They're playing some pretty decent footy at the moment.
Mate, they've been outstanding the last few weeks. You know, big Paul Vaughan's been a really good buy for him up front. He's been outstanding.
He has.
Running for nearly 200 metres every week. So it's going to be a massive game. Definitely through the middle as well. So it's one that we sort of, us big boys, don't mind. So we're really looking forward to it. And we just need to stop their big forward pack because, you know, you get the likes of Josh Dugan, Gareth Williams to play off the back of that, then they'll have a field day.
That's right. That's on the back of their forwards. And he's been enormous, Paul Vaughan. Could you see, as a New South Wales teammate, would he?
Yeah, well, I don't see why not, mate. He's been playing some outstanding form. And Big Gow, obviously, he isn't playing anymore. He retired from State of Origin Rep Footy last year. So there is a front row spot up for grabs. So, mate, the energy he brings, and he's as quick as some outside backs, Big Paul Vaughan. He's got really good speed work. So I don't see why not, mate. The footy he's been playing, I'm sure Laurie will be keeping an eye on him.
How good was Zangbar last weekend, mate? $8.
Oh, you beauty. That was one of the greats, mate.
Did you tip that, did you, TK?
Go, you good thing.
I tell you what, Woodsy, if that came from TK, that's a rare event.
Hey, mate, I think TK was 3 out of 4 or 2 out of 4, buddy. He really looked up.
We went all right. Went all right.
That's a good rap.
Stick solid, mate.
Always, mate. I'll be giving you a text.
Good on you, Aaron. We do thank you. And good luck with this weekend. They are a massive challenge, the Dragons, the way they're playing. And we wish you all the best.
Thanks, boys. Cheers for having me again.